Testing, 1, 2. Want to fool people into thinking you just delivered the presentation of a lifetime? It might make sense to focus less on what you're going to say and more on what happens after. That's the result of a study conducted by UT Austin communications professor. That's the result of a study conducted by UT Austin communications professor John Daly. Daly and his team showed people videos of good speeches and bad speeches. In some cases, you might have a speaker who delivered a great speech but fumbled in the Q&A. Or you might have a terrible speech followed by stellar audience interaction, or terrible speech and terrible Q&A. Whether the speech was good, whether the speaker was competent. So, he says, by all means, spend some time preparing your speech. But don't forget to be ready to tackle tough questions if you really want to make a good impression. Moz Bushel, KET News. Tough questions if you really want to make a good impression. Moz Bushel, KET News.